And welcome to this week's episode of Grounded with Brandon and Craig. We are sitting here in my office on another beautiful Monday morning. The weather has finally broke. Craig, how do you feel about that?
I feel great about it. Yesterday was an absolutely gorgeous day for Mother's Day. By the way, to any of our mothers listening, happy Mother's Day yesterday.
Happy Mother's Day.
But yesterday was totally gorgeous. I don't know, was a high about 70 or 71.
It was
perfect temperature, perfect humidity. We went out and took a walk yesterday, and we were in the woods, like a little hike, and honestly, it was a little chilly in the woods because, it was a little chilly, but, Anita wanted a cold brew after that, so we stopped and got a cold brew on the way back.
Starbucks?
Yeah, Starbucks, yes. No.
Timmy H's.
Yeah. So, yeah, today looks like another gorgeous day. Looks like a little warmer, but looks like it's going to be absolutely perfect.
It means it's going to get up to 85, because whatever the weather app says, it's always 5 degrees warmer.
It's pretty much
your Unless right it's winter, that. And then it's doesn't get there
10 degrees colder.
Exactly.
So how about you enjoying the weather?
I am loving it. Jordan and I sat outside last night in the garage and watched the Braves game on the iPad, so that was nice.
Okay.
And
sorry, they lose.
Yes, they did lose.
And Adam Duvall was hitting what?
A stinking Brandon Nimmo hit a walk-off home run in the bottom half of the ninth. Nimmo.
Speaking of baseball,
you're finding him.
We talked about at the beginning of the season, Aroldis Chapman went to the Pirates.
Yes,
and so Aroldis Chapman, like the first eight appearances that he had, was like lights out, like he no runs,
fire, yeah.
And he struck out like 13 or 14, 15 guys. And now he's 0-3 with his earned run average. He's like around 5. He got the loss yesterday. He allowed a three-run homer or something. I'm like, what is going on here with this guy? It's either feast or famine with him.
Right.
It's lights out or you and I could hit him. And then there's your boy, Kyle Schwarber over in Philly.
Anything but my boy.
Oh, he's your boy, bro. He cranked one the other night.
Good for him.
I love that meme they have of him hitting and it shows the ball screaming as it goes out of the park. You know that's a good meme. He's shaking his head, but if that was, Marcelo Ozuna, you would have loved that.
RBI and home run leader.
Year's not over yet.
Not
bro.
In the National League, in the majors.
Okay, how many home runs?
I think he's up to, is it 35 now?
He doesn't have
There's
35
no way he's got 35.
I think 35 it's RBIs, no,
I
probably.
Think it's, yeah, I think so. I think it's 25 home runs. Here, I'll pull
if he's
it up.
Got 35 home runs, then he's probably going to hit about 200 home runs this year.
Right?
So.
Exactly.
So did you guys, what time did you guys go in last night?
Oh, about 8:30, 8:20, something like that. The
Still
mosquitoes,
light out.
Yeah, the mosquitoes started.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I heard you could take away mosquitoes with?
Coffee. You set it on fire.
Yes. Do you think that works?
I don't know.
Okay. I didn't know.
I lied. He's got 12 home runs.
Yeah, I knew it was like 35 RBIs.
40.
There you go.
He had a good game last night.
Apparently.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, your buddy down in over in Philly doesn't have that many right now.
So. No. But let's see. Duvall.
I remember how excited you were when
I was excited.
Did you know the Braves got Adam Duvall? And I was like, okay.
He's got 2 home runs, 8 RBIs, and he's batting a whopping .218.
You know, that's actually pretty good for Adam Duvall.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
They should have went with Jock Peterson again.
He's from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, he is.
Didn't know that. He's
when your daughter,
4 years younger than I am.
When I ragged on Adam Duvall yesterday, your daughter was like, I love Adam
she
Duvall.
Loves,
and I was
right?
like, what? I'm like, love is a pretty dramatic word.
So here's the Braves problem. Maybe we need Aroldis Chapman.
Maybe.
Because we don't really have a good closer.
Apparently neither do the Pirates.
Yeah, apparently. AJ Minter came in yesterday and blew the save.
Yeah, see
it's bad.
Yeah. So there's your baseball talk. And we are doing some really good coffee today. Some coffee people have given to us. One, the coffee is actually called, what did you say? It's called
It's from Blackout Coffee.
Second Amendment or
It's 2A. Second Amendment Coffee. It's a medium roast. It's 2A Guns and Gadgets.
Guns and Roses.
Guns and Gadgets.
Guns and Gadgets. Okay.
Do you remember Inspector Gadget?
Yeah, Go-Go Gadget Arm.
Yeah, that thing was...
That'd be nice. Is like if you said something, I could just reach over and smack you.
And vice versa.
Correct. And we are... Our shot of espresso is awesome because I've never had this coffee before, but man, this is good stuff.
Yeah, very good stuff. It is from Raven's Brew Coffee, and they are stationed out of, well, they've got two locations, I guess. I don't know. Ketchikan, Alaska.
Wow.
And Tumwater, Washington. Tumwater.
Wow.
Tumwater.
And I love the name of this.
I like the picture on there. Yeah. It's kind of creepy. It's got, you know, the big bad wolf dressed up as Granny. Wow. And you got Little Red Riding Hood kind of freaked out behind him. And he's got a pot of coffee. And the title is called Wicked Wolf.
And, you know, with a title called Wicked Wolf, it has to be good coffee, right?
Exactly.
So we're drinking Guns N' Roses today for our coffee.
And we're
Guns N' Gadgets. And thank you for that coffee. And we're, this has all been given to us today, and we're drinking the Wicked Wolf as our espresso. Thank you for that, because it is awesome.
All right. So you got to listen to this. So Wicked Wolf, Granny's gone, but the coffee's on. It says, got big eyes, big ears, big teeth. Are you in disguise? No one will notice when you serve this blend of specially selected coffees of exotic origins. Superlative after-meal coffee with awesome applications as accompaniment to chocolate desserts. Now I'm upset we don't have chocolate desserts.
Exactly. That's awesome. If you have big eyes, big ears, and big teeth, is what you're saying, right?
Why?
Don't let it bother you because we got the coffee.
My, what teeth you have.
That is pretty good. So the name of that company again is what?
Raven's Brew Coffee.
Do you buy that around here? Is that a special order? Or, I mean, I know it was given to us.
It was given to us.
But thank you guys for the coffee. I know we do beg for coffee, and we're always
and we're not ashamed to do so.
No, we're not, and we're always very proud to drink your coffee. This is really good stuff today, though.
It's very good.
We had Willie. It was in earlier, not Nelson. He came in and had a cup of coffee, and you know, we talked for a few, and it was Willie approved, right?
He liked it. Yeah, he said it was very good.
Yeah, he liked it very much. So, yeah, thank you guys for the coffee as always. And, it was, the 2A Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Gadgets.
I know.
Guns N' Roses.
He looked over at me like he was going to smack me. Glad you didn't have your go-go gadget arms.
I would love to smack you. See that rolling pin over there?
I do. Have you ever been hit with a rolling pin?
No, but that one's solid.
That is solid. That didn't even, that's like Civil War rolling pin.
It's old.
Dude, that thing is brutal.
We gotta go play baseball with that thing.
Well, you actually could. You know what we ought to do? And this is being serious.
You said this the other day, I think.
What do you think I'm gonna say? Let's see.
We should go get a game of wiffle ball going in the gym.
Yes, I agree with that. And, we should do that. Just put an all call out. Who wants to play wiffle ball? That wasn't what I was going to say, but I did say that. You're right. Huh. What I was going to say is that you've been talking about going to Mechanicsburg.
Yes.
And going to Hemisphere Coffee. What we should do is make a trip to go there.
We need to.
And see if they'll let us podcast from that little side room.
Yeah.
What? They might give us free coffee.
They might. I just think of the setup and tear down.
Dude, it's, you know what? That's why God made you the way you are. Because when God said, you know, we need people who just come in and sit and podcast, which is me. And then we need people who will just set it up and tear it down, which is you. That's what it is.
Mm.
He's gonna clobber me after this show.
Go gadget fist.
Boom. Yeah, we could do it on a low. I mean, think how fun that would be. I would actually
it would
help
be
you.
Fun.
I would actually help you.
I'm sure you would.
Carry it in. I would just watch you.
Carry your own mic.
I'm not
and that's
that
it.
Guy. I mean, we have two microphones and what do we need? Your computer?
Computer, the soundboard.
Yeah. So I got my microphone. I got your microphone. I got the soundboard. You got your computer.
Oh, wow.
All You know, if it keeps you from complaining, that would be awesome. You know, it would be even better if it was on a really nice day.
I don't want to hear anybody say anything about complaining.
Okay.
Because if we have to listen to you with the weather.
Dude, when have I ever complained about the weather?
Not recently, okay. Thankfully. But the problem is
oh, it's coming.
The days are ticking down. Like your allotment of nice days.
They're going fast.
Because at the rate it's going, it's going to start getting too hot for you. And then you're going to complain about that. So we're going to go from one extreme to the other where you were just complaining like 4 weeks ago about it being too cold. And now you're going to be like, oh, it's so hot and humid and the bugs are awful and I've got poison ivy.
Dude, I hate it when you're right.
I don't know where the poison ivy came from.
But. Yeah, but you're right. I do get poison ivy. I hate it when you're right. Can we move on?
Yeah, yeah. I'm always right.
Well.
Okay. 95% of the time, I'm always 100% right.
No, but we should go down there and grab some coffee. And
I've never been. You have.
I have been. It's really nice. And we went when it was cold. It's been a while ago. It's been maybe the last over a year or more ago. But they had a nice little like side room. We went and sit by this fireplace, and it was really nice.
Sounds nice. Yeah. Sounds very inviting.
They got some. When we were there, some people had rolled in and, the girls who were working behind the counter, they walked in and said, hey, we missed you at church yesterday because we were there on a Monday or something. And
awesome.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
So I think it's a really good, good company. So
cool.
We'll have to do it sometime.
Their coffee's very good.
It is very good.
So what else you have going on?
I don't know. What about you? I mean, we started a new series yesterday, Miracles of Jesus.
We did.
That's awesome.
We did.
And, I think the miracles, are good. I mean, we talked about, we'll get onto this in a minute, but talked about the storm yesterday, Jesus and the disciples in a storm. And then, this coming Sunday, on the 19th, we're going to talk about, when
the
Jesus
paralytic.
Heals.
Yep.
Yeah, the paralytic. And these are awesome because these stories are here for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's just not, hey, here's a great story about Jesus. There's all this meaning that goes with it.
Correct.
And then you are, you're stepping up to the plate on Memorial Day weekend, and that'll be awesome. And, I'll watch you on YouTube.
Living the life.
Yeah. You're going to talk about two miracles. So.
Two miracles, but technically we're going to go back and talk about a total of four.
So, guys, just be ready.
Everybody pack a lunch.
Yeah, he'll be there a while.
Yeah.
No, not like me. I'm under time, bro.
You have been.
Yeah.
I've, like, 3 minutes and something for the last 2 weeks.
It was five, wasn't it?
Was it?
Wasn't it? Okay, maybe it was three.
I think it was three something again.
352 or something?
Yeah.
The second service was, like, 252.
Yeah. So,
I was right.
Kudos
there.
To you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what has come over you, but I think you finally received the gift of the Holy Spirit. So that's been awesome. 2 weeks in a row under time. He's dumbfounded. But anyway, so yes, so I'm going to be talking about, Jesus healing sickness. And we're going to talk about, you know, a couple of the other miracles just to talk about timing with all of that and why it's so important. So we'll leave it at that.
So that'll be good. And then the last one, which is four, is we're going to talk about the feeding of the 5,000. And I know we've heard this. This is one of those stories. This story is going to be on June the 2nd. And the thing about this story, did you know that the feeding of 5,000 is in all the feeding of the 5,000, the crucifixion of Jesus and the resurrection of Jesus and the feeding of 5,000 are the only three stories that are throughout the Gospels.
Really?
Yeah.
I can believe that.
So, but the feeding of the 5,000 is one of those stories that anybody could get up and tell. Even people who don't know, go to church, like, oh yeah, I've heard about Jesus feeding of the 5,000, you know?
Yeah.
And, in fact, I was watching some television show a couple weeks ago, and it's just some random show. They were like, oh, you mean like Jesus feeding the 5,000? I was like, oh my goodness. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that and kind of what that means for us today. And, so I'm looking forward to that. So
good deal.
But yesterday was a good day.
The account that I'm reading, the miracles, with Jesus healing Jairus's daughter and the woman who was bleeding for 12 years, that's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Exactly. So it's in three of them.
Exactly.
So
exactly. We had a good day yesterday. Mother's Day was yesterday, and Yeah, we had a good crowd.
Very good crowd.
Worship was great.
They sang well. They were attentive. Well, yeah.
And we gave almost 100 Mother's Day gifts to, we had 100 to give, and
there were
maybe
seven
six
left.
Or seven left. Yeah. And then we had our children's ministry table going on, and we had baby Bibles going out. It was a busy morning yesterday.
It's a very busy
Connections
morning.
Cafe was hopping.
It was
yesterday.
Hopping.
I was down in there yesterday, so that was great. So yeah, it was good to be able to have a good crowd, and mothers were out and had a lot of mothers stand. And
I had a couple of cups of Chex Mix while you were preaching second service.
I saw that.
You're not yourself when you're hungry, so I had to replenish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were busy down there though.
They were. Yep.
A lot of cake eaten yesterday.
Yeah, there was
they
cake.
They do a ton of cake.
Yeah, I didn't have a piece.
I did. It was they sliced them small enough, which I didn't feel guilty about.
Correct.
Tonight, so. Plus, it was Mother's Day. It was Mother's Day. What's going on, bro? What was that?
That was, must have been my Spectrum TV from where we were watching stuff. I was pulling up your outline, but
I thought that was Morgan Freeman or something.
No, I don't know who it was. It was Sports Center.
So before we get into this, what about you? What anything exciting going on? And
everything exciting. My daughter left for sixth grade camp this morning.
Oh, sad.
She cried a little.
I bet she did.
Because she's
going to miss the new mower coming in later today.
Probably. Yeah.
He's getting another new mower. Anyway, your daughter's at camp.
My daughter's at camp. Yeah. So it's going to be good. She's excited, but she was a little nervous. She doesn't like to be gone from home. She's a homebody.
But I don't blame her.
Yeah.
I don't blame her. So she's gone till Wednesday?
Till Wednesday, Wednesday afternoon. So, but yeah, we're getting a new mower this week sometime. I'm not sure when we're going to get down. I'm going to Hilliard to get it. So, going from a 42 inch mower.
Okay.
To a 60 inch. Like, I should be able to have my yard mowed in 12 minutes.
I really, seriously, on your way home, I want you to stop at my house, see how long it takes to mow my yard with that.
3 minutes later.
I'm guaranteeing you 10 or 12 minutes to mow that yard would be done.
No, probably. Yeah, your yard's not that big.
I mean, 60 inches is, what are we talking? We're talking, well, 4 feet is what? 48?
Yeah, so it's 5 feet.
So
it's almost as long as I am tall.
Why is your office?
It's almost as long as I am tall.
Yeah. That's a lot of mowing, bro.
It is.
That's a big swipe. That's going to be nice. It's going to be really nice.
It will be very nice.
So you're going to keep your back 40 now cut down like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think so.
That'll be good.
That is
that'll
the plan.
Good. You got a lot more mowing to do.
Yes, got a lot more mowing to do, but and that's the reason we decided to trade in and step up, but
go with the big boy.
Go with the big boy. Yeah. We're getting rid of the bad boy and we're going with a
I would have given you $50 for that, but you didn't want to do that.
No. Not really.
He's like, I got better. I got more than that in the trade-in.
I got way more than that in the trade-in. So, I really don't know how they give you what they give you for trade-ins.
It's I know. Like, it's crazy, isn't it? Because you're like, I don't know if I could sell it for that.
No, I would have put it on the road and been happy getting $500 less. So.
Really?
Like, yeah. I'm like, but I'll take it. So it's like, where do I sign?
The mower ran, right?
Oh, yeah. It ran. I mean, I just mowed with it the other day. So, I mean, you saw my yard.
So why are you getting a new one?
It's getting some age on it. You know how things like that are.
I know when you run in certain circles, it's just like we get it new whether we.
Oh
know
yeah,
or
you
not.
Keep yeah. up with the Joneses, you know,
or the Trumps or the Musks or
yeah,
whatever.
The Schultz.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I'm always telling you, man.
No,
you got to keep up.
It's yeah. one of those things where I have had you know just some little things every now and then with it, and it's like, I'd rather get something
it.
Out of it.
Yeah,
while
I
can.
When you can't get anything out of
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And you're like trying to just have somebody haul it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, hey, we'll give you, you have to pay me $50 to haul
exactly.
it off.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
So.
So, hoping to get my garden planted this evening.
Look at you. You got a beautiful day to do it.
It's going
to
be gorgeous.
Yeah, you got a beautiful day to do it.
Yeah.
So. Well, anyway, it's been gorgeous. It's been nice. Great day yesterday.
Yeah.
Hope you guys, listen and enjoy the weather. And, but yesterday we started the new sermon series called The Miracles of Jesus. And we talked about miracles of Jesus and we talked about the storm. And I started off by asking a very simple question. Do you believe in miracles? And so do you believe in miracles?
I do.
I do too. And, because I think that, I think that miracles do happen. And so Jeremiah 32 verse 27, I read, I am the Lord, the God of all the peoples of the world. Is anything too hard for me? So no, nothing's too hard for God. Even Jesus said in Matthew 19, 26, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So what does that mean? Does it means he can still do miracles, right? So with God, all things are possible. I really like the Mark Batterson quote though. It was really good. He says, don't seek miracles. Follow Jesus. If you follow Jesus long enough and far enough, you'll eventually find yourself in the middle of a miracle. You can actually break that thing down a little bit. It is a very, very good quote, because that means that you're literally, the way I took that quote is, trusting.
Exactly.
In God, that he's going to do things that you're never going to be able to see if you're not trusting in him. There's a difference of trusting and not trusting, and you're saying you're a Christian and you're not trusting. You're going to miss a lot.
Exactly.
When you don't trust and really have faith in God. So, yeah, miracles are, and this miracle is unbelievable. So I asked a question yesterday. Do you trust God during the storms of your life?
It's easy to trust God when you're in the boat and you know, it's glassy water, right?
Right.
Like, it's easy just to trust God when things are going smooth.
Exactly.
Sometimes we just don't even necessarily worry about God in those moments, right? Because it's like, I don't need God because God, you know, things are going well. And then you find yourself in the middle of the storm and it's like, well, God, where have you been? Well, he's been right there the whole time. Mm-hmm. But the bigger question is, do you trust God during the storms of your life?
Exactly. And you know, you can get in all kinds of storms. It can be a physical storm. It can be a relational storm. I mean, you could get in it could be with your spouse, a neighbor, a kid. It could be with somebody at church. It could be somebody at work.
Mm-hmm. You said yesterday it could be financial storm.
Storm. Maybe you're in maybe you have an internal storm.
Yeah.
And these are the storms I think that are the worst.
Yeah.
Because it's
agreed.
Internal, it's mind, it's heart, your soul is crushed, you're battling this, nobody really knows it, God knows it, you know it, and so you're fighting these things, so there's fear, worries, anxieties, there's all these things that are involved in this. So let's admit that you may not be out in the sea in a physical storm, but you are having some kind of physical storm, in your life. So in Matthew 8, Jesus and the disciples find themselves in the middle of a storm.
Mm-hmm.
And in Matthew 8 verses 23 and 4, it says, then he got into the boat, Jesus, and the disciples followed him. Suddenly there was a storm, a furious storm that came upon the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. Now this is crazy when you start thinking about this, because the waves are so hard, it's crashing into the boat. And the important part of this story, which I think is something that struck me as I was putting this together, is that the disciples are following Jesus, and they follow Jesus into the boat, and they're following him. They're doing what Jesus wants them to do, because if you look at Matthew 8:18, it says, when Jesus saw the crowd, he gave orders. Basically, he's like, get in the boat.
Yep.
And we're going to cross to the other side of the lake.
Right.
So the thing I wanted everyone to see is that this is Jesus's plan to be in that boat, in that water, and that in that storm.
Exactly. He knew where he was leading him. And that's the, you know, you gave the most important thing, which is storms come even when you're following Jesus.
Exactly.
You're still going to have storms. Just because you're following Jesus doesn't mean that there aren't going to be storms that come up in your life.
Exactly. And here's the thing. I mean, some storms come because we made them happen, because
we
did something stupid. And other storms, let's be honest, they hit us out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you were following Jesus. You're praying. You're reading your Bible. You're feeling close to God. You're walking with God.
Right.
And all of a sudden you get hit. You get hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing I wanted people to know yesterday is that just because things are tough doesn't mean that you've disobeyed God. And because you're in the storm, and the disciples are in this storm because they literally obeyed Jesus Christ, because Jesus said, you know, get in the boat, and they did, and they sailed right into the middle of the storm. So the thing that amazes me is they are right in the middle of God's will.
Yep.
and they're right in the middle of this storm.
Exactly. I love this quote by Chuck Swindoll too on that topic. He said, when you are going through a tough time, don't automatically assume, oh, I must be out of the will of God, because you might be exactly where God wants you to be.
Exactly, 100%. And yesterday I had literally three people tell me, they were like, oh, Joe Alstein wouldn't like this sermon today because you went totally against what he says.
So. God wants you to be happy, and God wants you just to be frolicking through the fields and just excited.
That was bad. I'm sorry. Shame on me.
Who are you doing?
No
Joe
one.
Alstein, right?
You did kind of look like him.
God loves you.
Well, that's the point, right? Because yeah. we have people say that. You know, I mean, how many times have you heard this quoted? God's not going to give you any more than you can handle.
It's not what the scripture says.
No, but how many times have you heard it?
I've heard it a ton of times.
People quote it all the time.
And from high-profile ministers even. It's God's like, that is misquoting scripture. The scripture says God will not allow you to be tempted more than you can handle.
And when you're tempted, he will provide a way out. Yep. And I didn't say this yesterday because I've said it before, but God's given me more than I can handle.
Yeah.
God's given the disciples more than they can handle at this point because they think they're going to die.
Yep.
They think they're going to drown. The waves are crashing over the boat and they think they're going to go down.
And these are guys that were familiar with being on a boat in the middle of storms. They were,
a lot of them were
fishermen.
Yeah, and you know they've seen storms.
Exactly.
Crop out of nowhere. So, you know, the thing about it is that bad things are going to happen even when you're in the will of God. So the question I ask is, why were the disciples in a storm? Well, here's the thing. They're in a storm because they're in the will of God.
Exactly.
Sometimes you're going to be in a storm because you are literally following Jesus. And this is a very important thing to remember, because it was Jesus who said, get in the boat. And it was Jesus who led them into the storm. And the next question is why would Jesus want the disciples in a storm? And I gave this quick answer. He wanted them to grow.
Yeah.
He wants you to grow, because you have to grow in your relationship to God. The bad thing about it is that a lot of times we become a Christian, we become baptized. We talked about this during the race. That's the starting line, correct? That's point A. God wants you to get off the starting line. If we're back to the running the race, he wants you going down the track.
Yep.
He doesn't want you staying at the starting line. If we're talking, yesterday I said because I tried to stay away from the race yesterday.
Right.
He wants you to get from point A to point B to point, he wants you to move on down the road. So sometimes the miracle in our life is trusting in Jesus Christ while we're going through the storm, so he can help us grow.
Right.
Get us to the place we need to be. I love James. You know what? I've actually thought about going back through the book of James because I love it.
It's been a few years too.
I love it. Yeah, it's been a few years.
Yeah, this is a great one.
I said yesterday, I love this verse and I hate this verse.
So you said James 1, 2 through 4, and I heard a chuckle from behind me.
Yeah.
It was Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, she has said before.
Although I love this verse and I hate it.
Exactly.
I don't know if she just doesn't hate it.
Right, exactly. But here's what it says, James 1, 2 through 4. When troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing.
Think about that. When troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. So this is the thing that really, really is a tough thing to do, because you know when your faith is tested, you're in a storm, water's coming into your boat, things aren't going well, your endurance has a chance to grow. Now, this is the crazy thing. We just came off of the race. We just talked about enduring, didn't we? You know, you got to have endurance. We talked about that almost every single week. And it says, so your endurance has a chance to grow. Verse 4, so let it grow.
Exactly.
Basically, like, let it happen. Just do it. And I love this, because that's the only way that you and I are going to grow, when we go through the storm. Because yesterday I said, how many of you been a Christian for a long time? And when have you grown the most?
Right.
When things are good? Everything's your way? I mean, everything. Financially, you're feeling good, you're getting along with your spouse, job's going good. Did you grow during that time? No, you appreciated it.
Right.
But when did you grow? When you went through something hard, right?
Right. Well, I mean, we've talked about this before too. You know, you think, I'm not a big weightlifter or anything. I don't know if you could tell that by my physique. I know I'm pretty muscular. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. Who are you talking about?
Me.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. I noticed that, by the way.
Right. But I need to be. I need to do a better job of kind of cross training, because if you just run.
Just go to the gym with me sometime.
If you just run.
Once a week, I get you in for free.
You should.
I can.
No, you can. I don't like to go to the gym.
You'd love it with me.
I might.
We'd have a good time.
But anyway, so
podcast,
what do you,
from there, you could bring the stuff.
Oh, we could. Yeah.
I just show up and you bring it.
That sounds like you. But anyways, but you know, you hit the weight room, and if you want your muscles to grow, what do? You have to work them to where they tear.
Exactly.
When they tear, then you allow them to repair, and they get bigger over time. But it's a process. And the truth is that, you know, you're right. You don't grow when times are good. You appreciate it. It's nice. It's comfortable. There's no pain. But through that pain of being tested, through that pain of your muscles tearing, then they grow and they get bigger and they get what? Stronger, right?
Right.
That's the same way that our faith should be. You know, and in those tough times, if we allow God to lead us, you know, Jesus led the disciples into the boat. If we allow God to lead us through those times and not worry about, oh, woe is me and I'm going through this, and throw ourselves a pity party, but we can grow from it and learn from it, then we're going to, like your muscles, you're going to get stronger
right
through that.
And that's the most important thing. I mean, it's God trying to take you where you need to be. We have such a selfish attitude when it comes to, you know, being inconvenienced or being, you know, have to go through something. And I'm the same way.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, I'm 100% the same way. Billy Graham. I love Billy. He says, Jesus can be trusted in the storms of your life. This is great. The only way to know that truth is to go through the storms of life. So here's the thing. You will never know that you can trust Jesus in the storm, in a storm, unless you actually go through, a storm.
Right.
Yesterday, and I know you know this too, but I said that over the last 6-7 months of my life, and Anita and I, we've gone through several storms, probably four or five major. And they've not been easy, but, I'll be honest with you. I've seen God move so much, and he's grown me more. Honestly, in the last 6-7 months, I've grown more than I probably did the 25 years prior to that. And I know sometimes I don't act like it, but God knows how to do things, you know, when you're going through something. And so I leaned heavily on this verse. It's Deuteronomy 31:8. I don't know if I said this yesterday, but in both services, but I have actually been thinking about doing a sermon series on this verse.
You talked about how you could do four.
Yeah. He says, do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you, and he will neither fail you or abandon you. So I broke this down. Mm-hmm. I was like, do not be afraid or discouraged. That could be one sermon from this. The next one is, the Lord personally goes ahead of you. That could be sermon number two. He will be with you.
Three.
And then he will neither fail you nor ban you. That's four. That's a sermon series right there. I mean, that is totally, and this is such an important verse. It has been such an important verse in my life, because those words are just not words. I've seen those on plaques and this, but this verse took new meaning for me, because, it's like your first reaction to everything when you're hit with something is what? Fear or discouragement.
Right.
I'm not good enough. So you're discouraged. I don't know why this is happening. Or you're afraid.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're like polarized. You can't move. And so the thing about it is that you have to believe that God is with you, that he's gone ahead of you. And I love the fact that God is out in front of me.
Right.
And if I get that picture in my mind every day, it changes the scope of where I'm going to go.
And that's what I try to remind people. I try to remind myself. We talked about it the other day, maybe at worship practice, we were talking about something, but just the fact that when something happens in our lives, like, we have to remind ourselves that God's not surprised by that.
Right.
Like, it may have taken us by surprise. It may have caught us off guard, but God wasn't caught off guard by it. God has gone before us. He knew that was going to take place. And, you know, you look back at that verse in Deuteronomy, not only has he gone ahead of us, but he will be with us. So he's gone ahead of us, but he's also with us.
Yeah.
And so it's so important to remember that.
Yeah, it is. And so, you know, it's very shallow if, as a Christian, that if we think that if we're walking with God and we're doing everything God's wanting and God, and I'm following God's will, that your life's going to be easy and smooth. Matthew 5:45, for he gives sunlight to both evil and good. He sends his rain on the just and the unjust.
Right.
It is what it is.
Yep.
Is what it is. So, we're going to have storms and difficulties. And, the first thing you can do is just confess, God, you're in control of my life.
Yeah.
And I know you've got this. You're with me right now as we do this. So I like William Wiersbe. He has a really good quote. He said, God knows that when we go into a storm, he watches over us in the storm. He can bring us out of the storm when, and this is the awesome part, when his purposes have been fulfilled.
Mm.
Can I tell you something? I mentioned this yesterday. But a lot of times I've been through the same storm over and over again. I don't know if that's ever happened to you before, but I didn't learn anything the first several times when I went through the storm. I just tried to hunker down
right.
and get through the storm. But now when I go through something like, you know, 4 or 5, 6 months ago, I was always like, God, what are you trying to tell right. me? I'm not worried about anybody else. I don't care about any of the cast of characters or players around me in the storm. The only one that I'm concerned about is God. What are you trying to teach me with what I'm going through?
Right. How can I grow?
How can I grow? Because there's something that you're trying to teach me that I haven't learned yet. And as difficult and as hard as it is to try to learn in the middle of all of that stuff, it's the best thing that you could ever do because, you know, and I love, this is why this quote stuck out to me. He will bring you out of the storm when his purposes have been fulfilled.
Yeah.
And I love that.
It's not always easy.
No.
Though.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that takes you to Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. Where he says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. Here we are with endurance again. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love.
Very good verse.
Mm-hmm.
Very good verse. And yeah, I don't know if we realize how much the Bible talks about faith, endurance, and this all goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
But we need to understand something that when you're going through something, God has a purpose for that. He's trying to grow you. He's trying to
exactly.
enlarge you. And I read from the King James yesterday.
You did?
I've read from the King James for years. Psalm 4:1. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Now, this is important. He says, you've enlarged me when I was in distress.
Mm-hmm.
And what enlarged means as a definition is it's expanded in scope, increased size, and your view has become clear.
Right.
So in my distress, in my storm, you made everything clear.
Right.
In my storm, you took me to where I needed to be. This is just amazing how God is.
It's almost like you think of like a microscope. If you take something and you put it under a microscope, but your view of that item becomes enlarged, but it also becomes clearer. You can see every single detail of that, whatever that is.
Like a magnifying glass too, right?
Magnifying glass. Yeah. I've seen like snowflakes. Have you seen a picture of a snowflake?
Yeah, that's
like
awesome.
A microscope. Like it's enlarged and you can see all the details of that. And that's very similar to what that means.
Hey, when you were a kid, did you ever take a,
yes. I did that recently.
Who was it? You know what I'm going to say?
A magnifying glass. And I caught a piece of paper on fire. It's only been a few years ago.
I can't tell you how fun that is.
Mm-hmm.
And how crazy that is.
It's got to be the right magnifying glass, though. Like some of them they make today are like plastic and stuff. It's got to be a real.
Yeah, but.
Like I put it on my skin. It hurt.
It does hurt. I mean, that's like, what's the temperature coming through there?
I don't know.
That has to be extreme. You've got to
be careful.
Yeah, it does. Gosh. So anyway, the disciples, they didn't expect this storm. And like you said earlier, some of these guys are great fishermen, so they've been out before like this. But this storm is so fierce, they're fighting for their lives, the boat's sinking, and how concerned is Jesus?
Oh, he's super concerned. He's so concerned that he's losing sleep over, actually he's not losing sleep over it.
He is sleeping. Yeah. He is sleeping. And you know what? When I read this a few months ago, I thought, you know what? This tells me that Jesus isn't afraid of this storm.
No.
He is zero concern. Like He is not concerned at all. And guess what? He's not concerned about my storm or yours either.
Correct.
And he's not in storm. He's not intimidated by anybody's storm. And I tell you, he can show you a miracle if you just follow him through your storm. There's so many things you can learn and so many things he's going to show you.
Yeah.
The problem with a lot of us is you're going to get through your storm sometimes and you're not going to learn anything.
Right.
You're going to be actually still talking about it and irritated about it and complaining about it
right.
instead of growing from
mm-hmm.
it. The miracle is you're going to grow from it.
Exactly. And the problem is when we're in the midst of that storm, what do we focus on? We focus on the storm itself instead of realizing who we have in our presence. And that's exactly what the disciples did. They focused on the wind and the waves and the fact that the waves were crashing over the boat and they thought that they were going to sink and they forgot who was with them. They forgot who was in their presence.
Exactly.
And so that's what you said yesterday. Remember, God is with you. I love this verse from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand.
That's really good, isn't it?
Yeah. Very next chapter, chapter 42, verses 1 and 2. Do not be afraid. That's kind of a common theme there, isn't it?
Yep.
For I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you.
Think about the don't be afraid, do not be afraid. That's mentioned a lot throughout the Bible. And there's a reason why.
You know how many times?
The like word 365.
365.
Yeah.
Do not be afraid or do not fear is mentioned 365 times.
And it's amazing when you think about this because God knows that our first reaction is fear.
Yeah.
And he's covered that. But are we going to allow him to cover that and help us get through? I mean, I know. I've been nervous too. I've been afraid too. Something happens, first thing I either get mad or I get discouraged or I become afraid. And it's like it's the worst thing in the world.
You know what? I wonder if anybody has made a fear calendar. You know how people have calendars and every day they tear off a page
right.
and it's got a scripture verse? We should do a Grounded with Brandon and Craig calendar that every day has one of the do not be afraid verses on it.
We could probably sell that.
Put our bitmojis on the front of it.
And on the front of it. And for
and then every page we'll have our bitmoji in a different like fear look.
You know what?
All six of our faithful listeners would buy one.
Oh my goodness. Let's do it.
Okay.
We'll have to, that's okay. Guaranteed we're going to come up with something and it's going to look pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So anyway, even Jesus said in John 16:33, I love this verse. It's one of my favorite verses. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in Washington, D.C. I've told you all these things so you can have peace in you. I've told you all these things. So he says, what? You can have peace in me.
Yeah.
Here on earth, you're going to have many trials and sorrows. He's saying, you're going to have storms, but take heart because I've overcome the world. It's all goes back to Jesus. So the one who created the world, the one who overcame death by walking out of the tomb is literally what you've already said. He's with you in your boat. And do you understand how people make it through life without Jesus? I don't understand how they do that. So I love that Jesus gets up, Mark 4, verses 39 and 40. He says, he rebuked the wind and he said to the waves, silence, be still. And suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? I mean, if I was one of the disciples, I'd feel like I was about 2 inches tall.
Oh my.
Cause all of a sudden you're like, oh my goodness, we're with Jesus. How could we have lost our minds during all this?
Exactly.
So we have to understand that there's a lot of stuff that goes around us, but none of that sways Jesus.
Nope.
You've already said he's not surprised by mm-hmm. that. He's never going to be surprised by that. Greg Laurie, I love to listen to Greg Laurie. He's really good.
He's very good.
He says, Jesus expects you to trust him in the storm. Regardless of the storm, Jesus is the solution. Jesus in you is the only thing that can get you through the storm. And he's talking about the powerful Holy Spirit of Jesus living inside of you. And I love that Jesus looks at the disciples and he's like, why are you afraid?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your faith? What's going on with you guys?
Right.
What's going on? And that tells me there's two things going on. And the root of their problem was fear. And the solution to their problem is faith. So if you're afraid, you're gonna have to dig deep,
right?
Deep on this. So, ask another question: do you believe God is bigger than any storm that you'll ever face? And we nod yes,
right? Until we're in the middle of the storm.
Until we're in the middle of the storm, and we think our storm is the most fierce storm that's ever happened.
Exactly.
So, the problem is that you don't have all the answers, but God does.
Right.
And so we got to put our faith, in Him. And you have to remember that God is with you. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you.
Right.
He's with you in the middle of the storm. He's with you when things are going great. Psalm 94 verse 14 says, the Lord will not reject His people. He will not abandon His special possession. He's never going to cast you aside. Romans chapter, I told a little story about Mark Twain yesterday.
You did, yeah.
And I like this because, I think his reaction to this is exactly what needs to be, where a friend of his, they were at his house when there was this hellacious rainstorm. I mean, it was like raining cats and dogs a couple hours. And they walked out on his front porch, and his friend looked up in the sky and said, "Things going to stop." And I love it because whoever wrote it said Mark Twain took a big draw off of his cigar, and the cigar smoke wafted over in front of his friend's face, and he looked at him and he went, "It always does."
Yep.
And I believe that's true for our storms.
So important for us to remember.
It always stops.
Storm is temporary.
You're not living in the storm. You may think you are.
Right.
It is going to end sometime. And Romans 8 verse 11 says, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by His same Spirit living within you.
Yep.
And so you have to remember, you have Jesus in you all
Correct.
The time. Now the problem is we don't live like it. You have to believe it. You have to, as we've said so many times, you've got to tap into that. You've got to dive into the Spirit into your life. You got to allow Him to take control. So,
right.
I'm not saying you can't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying you can't live there. I'm not saying that you're not going to feel like a victim. I'm just saying you can't live there.
Right.
I'm not saying that you can't be discouraged. I'm saying you cannot live there. So there's a difference between living there and having that feeling at the beginning. And so, the closer that you walk each day with Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you what you're going to see. You're going to see things that you never thought you'd see before. And I'm telling you, this is going to be a miracle.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I love what C. Spurgeon said, Charles Spurgeon. He says, not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some storms come to clear your path.
When I said this yesterday, like a majority of everybody was like, oh yeah, that's pretty good. You know, that is a good quote, isn't it?
It is very good. Yeah.
The thing I want everybody to remember is that the problems that we have literally are temporary, but we act like they're forever. And we put more stock in our problems than we do in the promises of Jesus Christ. And I alluded yesterday to our Christmas series where it was Emmanuel, God with us. And I said, that's a promise, not just at Christmas. That's today on Mother's Day. It's going to be on Father's Day. It's the 4th of July. It's Thanksgiving. It's the next Christmas. It's the next year. That's God with us. It's Jesus with us. It's Jesus in our boat, all the time. So, it's good stuff. And I'm very glad we're going through this.
Very good. Yeah.
People might not have learned yesterday. Maybe they've been reminded of something.
Correct.
And sometimes I think we need to be reminded of stuff we've already known that we have forgotten, that we need to really search for the miracle that Jesus is trying to provide for us today.
Right.
So,
right.
But good stuff though.
Very good stuff. Looking forward to seeing what this week brings.
Me too. So, congratulations yesterday to Dave Carter. He was baptized.
Yeah.
That was awesome. It's a big dude, man.
Yes, he is.
I was like, I had to get him on his knees and take him down. So.
Right.
So remember, baby bottle campaign still going on. It started Sunday. Yesterday we got rid of a ton of baby bottles.
Yeah, there's just a handful.
There's still a few out there. If you didn't get your bottle, you can pick it up this Sunday. Remember, that's due back, on
Father's Day.
Don't forget about summer camp. You can, tap into our website, or you can, talk to our children's ministry, but you can also go to roundlake.org and get your information. And we have a code for you to get a discount for that. So you can check that out with, our children's department. Baby dedication day is on June 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. So we got looks like 8 or 9 babies were dedicated.
It's gonna be good.
That's awesome, right?
It's gonna be great.
So if you want to get your kids involved, your form had to be in by yesterday, but I'm sure you can try to, you know,
right?
Do whatever you need to do on that. So graduation Sunday coming up on June 9th. So we're going to be honoring our graduates, just to let you know. And I hope you guys are praying for them. It's a big step in their life.
It is.
So we'll be honoring those who are graduating from RCC who attend here regularly on June the 9th.
Correct.
And then don't forget about our parking lot. Going to have that done probably in June sometime. And, there's a fund you can donate that to. You can go online. You can give, for our, giving our safe. So a lot of stuff going on.
And don't forget, if you would like to, pre-order your Grounded Fear calendar, you can send us a message.
Exactly.
We'll take pre-orders now on that.
And you know what is tomorrow night?
Night of prayer.
You almost forgot, didn't you?
I did.
I seen your eye.
I did.
He's thinking about that new mower.
Okay. So my wife reminded me yesterday. It clicked with us. We may be able to be here for a bit, but then we're going to have to jet out.
Why?
Because Christian has a recorder concert tomorrow evening. You know, those little like snake charmer things.
Yes.
You know how they play them and squeal and everything.
Yes.
Oh yeah. So we have that tomorrow evening.
What time is that?
It's at 7.
Oh, gosh.
We got to have him there by 6:30. You should come. Like, finish up prayer night and come listen to it. It's a glorious sound.
Oh, I'm sure it will be, yeah.
At home, yeah.
Well, it's... I'm glad that's you.
I'd rather be at prayer night.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah.
They are playing Eye of the Tiger, though, so there's that.
That's a good song.
Actually, when I was in Virginia over Christmas... my mom had me go up in the attic and pull some of my stuff down and like figure out if I wanted to keep anything or if I wanted to get rid of anything. And so I found my recorder from elementary school.
Did you really?
It's actually, this is probably not going to come as a shock to you, but it seems like it's made way better than the ones that the kids get today.
Oh, 100%.
Sturdier, nicer.
I'm not shocked.
I'm not either.
I'm not shocked.
So I broke that out the other day. Christian was playing on, he had YouTube with Eye of the Tiger pulled up on YouTube and it was showing him what I was playing along with him, so we were rocking out with the recorders.
So
Jasper was not digging it.
I used to have one of those old recorders. They are heavy duty, too, bro. They're heavy duty.
Maybe I'll bring mine in and play it for Worship Sunday instead of my guitar.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
One of those, like, what, early 1990s Hillsong songs?
Oh, gosh.
Like Eagles Wings or something. That'd be perfect for Eagles Wings.
Oh, man. Well, I hope you guys join us for Worship Sunday because it looks like it's going to be good. We're going to be talking about another miracle, and this is an awesome one, and a lot of good applicable stuff for us today. I just noticed the candle's still burning behind you.
It is. Keep the candle burning.
He lit this candle. I call it
his
Jesus
candle.
Point
of grace from like 1992, speaking of.
It's your Jesus candle, isn't it?
I don't know.
He lights it. Yeah, it's really tall. What do you think? That thing's like 8 inches long?
Yeah. But look how far down it's burned. You can see the light on the inside.
Yeah, it's coffee and candles. Welcome to Coffee and Candles with Brandon and Craig.
Right?
We gotta get off here.
Don't forget, if you'd like to order your Grounded Fear calendar.
Oh my gosh.
We're like an infomercial.
Oh, man. Well, I hope you guys have a good week. Hope you have a good day. Hope you, Brandon, have a very good week.
And thank you.
A very good day.
You too.
And
enjoy this weather.
I'm going to.
What were you going to say? You were going to say something smart. Yeah.
You know what? Can I just tell you something? All kidding aside, I really do appreciate everything you do. You guys have no idea how much Brandon does. He literally makes my life easier. He literally does set up everything for me. And I don't ask him to. He just does it. I get here.
I'm here to serve.
Yeah. So thank you for that. All kidding aside.
Yep. Thank you.
Now back to the kidding. And I'm going to end with this. This guy actually had his toenails done the other day.
We did.
I refrained. I wanted to hold it off to the end. So if you all held on, you're going to know this man had a pedicure.
My very first one ever.
Ever. And you should see his toenails. They are candy apple red. It is unbelievable.
And my heels are super soft. Well, okay. I say, and my heels are super soft. My heels are super soft. My toes are not candy apple red, but I did have a pedicure. It was okay. I mean,
they are candy apple red. I saw them.
You did not. I haven't had my shoes
They're
off.
Like Marilyn Monroe walked in here.
Everybody pray for me this week. Maybe more importantly, pray for Craig. But hey, thanks for joining us for Grounded. Have a great week.
Hey, take care of your feet.